The United States Department of Justice has been investigating how the state manages its system of care for children in need of mental health services. A letter from the department was received by the governor's office this week to describe the violations it found under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The letter says that West Virginia fails to provide services to children with significant mental health conditions by relying too much on expensive, segregated residential treatment facilities, including too many that are out of state. The Justice Department also provides a long list of what the state has not done. There are no community-based crisis services. It says the state has not allocated existing resources for mental health services and has not taken full advantage of Medicaid support for in-home and community treatment. Karen Bowling, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Resources, says her staff cooperated fully with the Justice Department's investigation. She says since she took over at DHHR 2 years ago, the department has been working to reform its child welfare system.
From my perspective, you know, we already were working on this really prior to the Department of Justice coming in to do this investigation in terms of trying to make reforms that we thought would be appropriate for people in the state of West Virginia, you know, in particular our children.
Bowling says it wasn't a complaint that prompted the federal government's investigation, but rather an analysis of statistics of the number of children in residential treatment facilities away from home. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Beth Voorhees in Charleston.